I was with some missionaries in Guadalajara, Mexico, and David was there leading a team that was reaching young Latin Americans through a historic youth broadcast we had going. Now, David's a big guy, and I had my picture taken with him. He was wearing a tie. I was wearing a sports shirt. It looked like Bring Your Son to Work Day, yeah? Guess who looked like the son? Mm-hmm. Now, because of the crime rate in David's area, he and his family needed a guard dog, and they had one, a big one that's a match even for his master, David. The dog was appropriately named General, yeah, and he was pretty much in charge at the house. And, you know, when David came home from a night of ministry, General was right there at the gate waiting to play. Now, playing with this aggressive German Shepherd could cost you a finger or two if you're not careful. But somehow, David had done a good job of mastering the dog. In fact, I heard him tell General, get your bowl, and I'll feed you. General just wanted his master to give him food, but David wanted him to go for it. So this German Shepherd bolted up the walk to his big, empty plastic bowl, grabbed it in his iron jaws, trotted up to his master with it. Sure enough, if he got his bowl, yep, his master would fill it. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about bring your bowl, and I'll feed you. Well, God has so much more he wants to give you, so much more he wants to do for you than you've experienced yet. But he might be waiting for you to take a step in that direction first. Psalm 81:10, our word for today from the Word of God. Love this verse. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. Sounds familiar? In a sense, God's saying, bring your bowl, and I'll feed you. He wants us to want it, to pursue it. Here's a sad reaction God often receives from his people, though. The passage goes on to say, but my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. If my people would but listen to me, if they would follow my ways, how quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. You would be fed with the finest of wheat. With honey from the rock, I would satisfy you. God's saying, I have so much to give you, but you're too busy going your own way to pursue it. But I believe there's someone listening right now whose heart condition could be described in one word, restless. You go to God's meetings. You believe God's beliefs. You work in God's work. You eat what's served to you spiritually, but your heart's not satisfied, is it? Here's why. Deuteronomy 8:3. I caused you to hunger so I could feed you with manna neither you nor your fathers have tasted. God said to his ancient people, I made you hungry. I made you want more. I made you restless so you'd be ready for something more amazing than anything you or your parents have ever experienced. So, are you hungry for God's something more? Well, he's more than ready to pour it into your life if you'll open up to it. That means you'll have to say goodbye to spiritual business as usual. Mediocrity. Are you willing to say, Lord, I want more of you than I've ever experienced, whatever it takes. I want to make more of a difference than I've ever made, whatever it takes. Then start to pray that way. Immerse yourself in his book with this appetite for a new touch from God. Be with others who want a personal revival. Go after the sin in your life aggressively. When my friend told his dog to get your bowl and I'll feed you, the dog dropped his toys, stopped everything else he was doing, and did what he had to do to get what his master wanted to give him. Well, your master's saying to you, there's so much more for your marriage, your relationships, your ministry, your relationship with me. It's time to drop every other trivial pursuit and go for God's banquet. Jesus said it. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, yeah, he said, they're the ones who'll be filled.
Thanks, Ron. This month on A Word With You, we are offering a free downloadable ebook. It's called Peaceful Living in a Stressful World. It's yours free when you visit our website, awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.